For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. For it is a minister of God. A minister of God to you for good. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection. In the bullpen, up and ready. A ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Many, both believers and unbelievers alike, are familiar with the story of Daniel in the lion's den and how Yahweh graciously and miraculously delivered his faithful servant. Fewer, however, remember how it is Daniel found himself in the lion's den to begin with. As a man both under authority and in authority, Daniel was faithful to Yahweh. He was faithful to Darius and to the citizens of Babylon. Hear now God's word as we have it for us in Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. It seemed good to Darius that he set 120 satraps over the kingdom, that they would be in charge of the whole kingdom, and over them three commissioners, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might be accountable to them, and that the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and satraps, because an extraordinary spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the entire kingdom. Then the commissioners and satraps began seeking to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to matters of the kingdom. But they were not able to find any ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel, unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." Daniel fulfilled his duties to King Darius as one under authority, and he fulfilled his duties in exercising authority over the citizens of Darius's kingdom, the citizens under Daniel's care. He did so in such a godly manner that those men jealous of him could find no negligence or corruption in matters of the kingdom. They could not accuse Daniel of any corruption in how he dealt as one under the king's authority or how he dealt as one in authority over the kingdom and its citizens. These men knew the only way that they would find any ground of accusation against Daniel was if they found it with regard to the law of his God. That is, if Daniel was required to do what God had forbidden or was forbidden from doing what God commanded. As we continue reading in chapter 6, we see that these men tricked Darius. They did so by getting him to sign an injunction forbidding anybody in the kingdom from making a petition to any god or man besides the king himself for 30 days. Daniel, knowing what had been decreed by Darius the king, continued praying and giving thanks before his God, the King of Kings, as he had been doing previously. This was his pattern before the injunction, and it remained his pattern despite the injunction. Those in authority in the civil sphere are to be like Daniel. They are to exercise good authority over others and to do so by submitting to the authorities over them. But they also refuse to submit to any earthly authority that requires disobedience to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To be a truly good leader, one must be a good follower, first and foremost of King Jesus. This is true not only in the sphere of government, but also in the church, in the workplace, and in the home. As a people who say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus," we understand that saying so means, among several other things, exercising authority according to God's word and for his glory. As the Westminster Larger Catechism teaches, it requires superiors, according to that power they receive from God and that relation wherein they stand, to love, pray for, and bless their inferiors. It says much more in Question and Answers 129 and 130, but it is summed up by teaching superiors are required to act toward their inferiors to procure glory to God, honor to themselves, and so to preserve that authority which God has put upon them. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.